What causes static shocks in the winter? As soon as the temperatures drop, the snow starts falling, and the furnace kicks in, you may start noticing a lot more static shocks as you move around your home. Why are static shocks so common in the wintertime? Let's review some common sources of static shocks this time of year and find out how to avoid them. Dry air. Humidity level is the biggest factor when it comes to static shocks. Dry air is a conduit for those painful zaps because it doesn't allow electric charges to dissipate and find balance in the same way moist air does. This causes some items to gain a positive charge, leading to a sudden transfer when they come into contact with negatively charged items. To offset the prevalence of static shocks during dry, cold weather, you can maintain a balanced humidity level in your home between 40 and 60%. This will allow electrons to harmlessly move to the moisture in the air, rather than sit on surfaces, waiting to shock you when they transfer rapidly. As a bonus, balanced humidity can also reduce your energy costs in the winter by making your home feel warmer at lower temperatures. Clothing materials. Certain fabrics are more likely to have a negative charge and lead to static shocks. Wool, nylon, and polyester clothing are the most susceptible. For instance, you may notice a static shock when putting on a wool winter hat. Additionally, rubber-soled shoes will contribute to the buildup of electricity as you move across things like carpeting. This is less of a problem with leather-soled shoes. Clothes dryer. Dryer sheets have anti-static properties that reduce the likelihood of clothes sticking together in the dryer and of clothes creating a static shock when you touch and wear them. You can also rub dryer sheets on areas where you often feel a static shock, like door handles or the metal parts of your vehicle. Around gas pumps. In general, static shocks aren't dangerous, even though they are uncomfortable. The only site where they could pose a serious problem is at the gas pump or near other flammable sources. Because of this, the American Petroleum Institute recommends touching your metal door to release any static charge before touching the gas nozzle.